The first leg of the trip is a 460-mile haul up the Columbia and Snake Rivers to the port of Lewiston, Idaho. But that's the easy part. From there, ConocoPhillips and ExxonMobil plan to send the megaloads over two-lane highways through Idaho and Montana. But the companies have encountered permitting delays, lawsuits, and the occasional protest. Even so, Calgary-based Harvest Operations Corp is now considering the same route. Like ExxonMobil, Harvest is trying to transport Korean-built components of a factory to Alberta's oil sands. John Sahari is the president and CEO of Harvest.
There are people that own port facilities, that own barges and whatnot, that have positioned that this is a viable way. But we've obviously seen the concerns that it's caused in the local population.
Sahari says his company is still weighing its options. Meanwhile, ExxonMobil is reducing the size of its modules so they can travel interstate highways. One route would go from the port of Pasco through Spokane. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.